proceed, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to speak directly to the protesters who were here yesterday. I talked to my spouse overnight and kind of expressed to her how I was feeling about that, and she urged me to stand up today and say a few words about that. What I got from it yesterday was that there are a lot of people who feel oppressed, and I get that message. And I want to tell those people that I believe that every senator in the chamber wants to help them. We don't want people to feel oppressed, but I came away from there not knowing exactly what they want. Last year, when we had the Medicaid protesters, I knew what they wanted. They wanted us to expand Medicaid, and we weren't doing that. And they had asked us to do that, and they were expressing frustration that we weren't giving them what they wanted. But yesterday, we had protesters, and I don't honestly know what they want. What public policy thing do they want us to do for them? They haven't come to us and asked us to do anything. So they came and they expressed their frustration, but I don't know what it's about. And so I want them to know that several of the senators in the room here have introduced measures already to help them. And I would ask them to please come to us and tell us what you want. Do you want us to pass a bill that makes life better in some way? If so, come to my office and tell me what it is. But some of the members of our body expressed to me that they were feeling some anger over that. And so I want them to know that if you will come to us and tell us what you want, then we will consider it. Now, we may not do exactly what you want, but at least you will not be eliciting anger from us, which doesn't help the situation. It doesn't further your cause. So my request would be that before you come and disrupt our proceedings again, please come and participate in the process. Tell us what you want, and let us have an opportunity to consider it. And then, if we fail to make any meaningful change that helps your lives, then come and protest, and we'll feel better about it. And that's really all I had to say. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator.